Czech President Václav Klaus ended a four-day trip to the Russian Federation on Sunday, the first ever official visit to Russia by a Czech head of state. Accompanied by an unusually large delegation of businessmen, Mr. Klaus's chief aim was, he said, to boost bilateral relations with special emphasis on the economy. However, the meeting between President Klaus and Russian President Vladimir Putin was to a large extent dominated by the U.S. project to install a tracking radar in the Czech Republic. Pavla Horáková reports.
Для нас, для России, это все равно, что размещение першингов.
For us, for Russia, it's like the deployment of Pershing missiles. The threat is absolutely identical, said Russia's President Vladimir Putin, comparing the U.S. missile shield plan to the deployment of U.S. Pershing II missiles in Western Europe in the early 1980s, which triggered a diplomatic crisis in the final years of the Cold War. He was speaking at a news conference on Friday following a meeting with Czech President Václav Klaus. Mr. Klaus said his goal was to try and separate the issue of the U.S. plans to station a radar base in the Czech Republic from other topics concerning Czech-Russian relations. He said he did not expect it to dominate the talks.
The ambition was to submit the Czech argument in favor of this radar site being stationed on our territory. As you can see from the president's answer, I failed to do that. However, I reassured him that on the Czech part, there's not the slightest ambition to direct this radar against the Russian Federation.
Both heads of state said, however, that this issue will not cause major harm to mutual relations. According to President Putin, Russia is prepared to invite experts from the Czech Republic, Poland and other European countries to explain Russia's position. Also, Czech and Russian experts are expected to resume discussions about the planned radar base in a few months' time. Important business deals were also on the agenda of President Klaus's state visit to Russia. The Czech delegation included Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, Industry and Trade Minister Martin Žiman and other officials, as well as around 100 Czech businessmen. According to Minister Kalousek, contracts worth 45 billion crowns were signed during the trip. They include the construction of a hospital, a gas power station and heating plant in Tatarstan, as well as exports of dairy cattle and building of cattle feed and fertilizer production plants.